Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
$1 billion, the other at $1.6 billion. Eight people were killed, 66 injured, 38 homes destroyed when a high-pressure PG&E natural gas pipeline ruptured on September 9, 2010. And now to the effort to change tobacco use in California.
It kills more people than AIDS, alcohol, car crashes, illegal drugs, murders, and suicides combined.
A coalition of groups pushing legislation at the state capitol that would slap a tax on tobacco, change who can buy it, and where it's sold. But the battle lines are already being drawn, and big tobacco is standing on the other side.
The bills would boost the state tax on tobacco, raise the legal age to buy it to 21, regulate e-cigarettes the same as other tobacco, and eliminate chewing tobacco from baseball parks. Perhaps the greatest pushback over the move to raise the tax on a pack of cigarettes.
We're one of only three states that has not increased its cigarette tax this century.
Jim Knox with the American Cancer Society.
Most people are surprised to learn that California has one of the lowest cigarette taxes in the nation.
Just 87 cents a pack. Senate Bill 591 would boost it to a dime per cigarette, $2 a pack.
That's KGO 810's Mark Richards. BART is considering a 3% increase in fares starting this January. The increase would amount to 10 or 15 cents a trip, depending on the trip, they say. The $15 million the fare hike would generate would go towards upgrading the aging system. Well, with California falling deeper into drought, there is again talk of building desalination plants. That is the process that turns salt water into fresh water. In fact, decision makers in the East Bay got together today to talk about the idea, and KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley was there.
For more than a decade, the Contra Costa Water District, along with San Francisco Santa Clara Zone 7 and East Bay Mud, have all explored the possibility of a regional desalination facility. Spokesperson Jennifer Allen.
The pilot that was done in 2010 looked at placing a desalination plant in the Bay Point area.
At a meeting on Wednesday, Contra Costa Water District Planning Director Jeff Quimby talked about financing a feasibility study in 2015.
The regional aspect allows it to be used every year, and it makes it more cost effective.
A wannabe water cop could be living next door. With water conservation lagging, the state is now going to make it easier for you to report your neighbor or other water abusers.
The statewide system put in place by the California Water Resources Board will mean residents can anonymously go online and report businesses and even their neighbors.
It's snitching, basically.
Yeah, no.
Snitching isn't good.
The plan is not going over well with some, but others say it's a necessary evil.
If you're not following the law, I guess that's one way to take care of it.
KGO 810's Tiana McLeese in the East Bay.
Santa Cruz police have identified a homeless woman as a so-called bubbly bandit.
In Santa Cruz, police are taking a page out of the tabloid news handbook. They're giving the most wanted criminals in that city headline-catching names. Here's KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges.
The latest one was the bubbly bandit. She was the suspect stealing high-end champagne. We've done the El Mustachio, the Machismo.
Lieutenant Bernie Escalante is with Santa Cruz Police.
We're not trying to make light of the incidents that we're investigating. A lot of times with any crime, good witnesses is really what breaks cases.
The Dow was up today 27 points, the tech-heavy NASDAQ rose 20, and the S&P 500 gained 5. And in sports tonight, the Giants lead the Arizona Diamondbacks 2-1, bottom of the fourth. The A's are all over the Texas Rangers, 5-0 in the third. Warriors and Sharks play tomorrow night. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
At Shane Company, we're constantly introducing innovative styles of bridal and fashion jewelry. When my designer showed me the sketches of our latest halo engagement rings, I knew we were onto something big. We named this collection Eternally Yours. You can choose the round halo style to go with the round diamond of your choice, or choose one of the collection's non-traditional halo shapes for a princess-cut diamond, cushion-cut, pear-shaped marquee, emerald-cut, or oval diamond. We designed each Eternally Yours ring so the light hits the center diamond from every angle, creating spectacular fire and brilliance. Before you buy an engagement ring, Come see Shane Company's exclusive Eternally Yours collection.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
8:05 on KGO, time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. In San Jose, southbound 17 after 280, you got a brush fire going on right now on the right shoulder, and it is blazing away. In fact, it's affecting the entire road. The fire department is holding all lanes right now. So you got jam-ups that aren't too bad, but they are back to about 280, and they're getting ready to shut down the southbound 280 ramp to southbound 17. Things getting a little bit better in San Francisco. Eastbound 80 at 4th, that broken down vehicle again cleared a while back, but it's still stop and go from 101 up to about Fremont. Northbound 101 isn't so bad. It's really only stop and go just after 16th up to the Skyway. And I have a huge heads up for you. Caltrans is going to close down the San Mateo Bridge in both directions over two different weekends, May 8th through the 11th and May 15th through the 18th, while they do roadway resurfacing and expansion joint replacement. Just be warned. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Boy, that Lee Graham is just on top of it. And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. Cold tonight, colder in the morning. In some places like the Napa Valley, you'll wake up with temperatures in the 30s. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Temperatures a little higher today will keep the mild pattern going through the end of the work week and the beginning of the weekend. So temperatures will generally range from the upper 50s to the low 70s until Saturday when we go with low 60s to mid 70s. And then coastal areas come down a few degrees on Sunday, upper 50s to the mid 70s. We will see plenty of sun during this time period.
But big changes come Monday. Noticeably cooler. Another chance of rain by Monday night. Right now around the Bay Area, though, mostly clear skies, 55 in Dublin, 56 in Fairfield, 56 in Oakland, 57 in San Jose. We've also got a 56 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Welcome to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and live around the world. Just go to the App Store and download KGO Radio. And you can listen anywhere, anytime. And enjoy the podcast anytime, anywhere at KGORadio.com. On the way, on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up, finally, the real meaning of American Pie. Remember, Don McLean would not tell anyone what American Pie was about until he auctioned it for a few million dollars a couple months ago, which I think is really weird because it was like, I don't know, it was like a 30-page transcript. It took him years to write.
The song?
Yes. We'll have the... So now that somebody paid millions of dollars for it, he's spilling the beans what it was about. We'll discuss coming up.
Be interesting. It says what it's about right there in the song. What more deciphering do you need? But I guess you do.
Oh, no. Well, music is always subjective. It's whatever you want it to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But Jack Flash jumping over a candlestick is clearly Mick Jagger. You know, like I've... got a lot of it in my head.
Okay.
And the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost are the guys that died in the airplane crash.
No.
And...
turns out you're wrong about that.
Oh, okay.
See
I
Heather?
Knew it. No, I knew I would have something to learn from it.
Assumption.
Okay.
Yes. Let's get, you know what I want to do? I want to chat with John Lobertini again. John?
I'm listening.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. How are you, pal?
She hobbled me over the weekend. I can't walk.
Gosh,
I love how I'm taking the blame for this.
That's just one of the worst movie scenes ever, isn't it?
I know,
you didn't even see it.
No. You know what? Somebody
Are you guys
said,
thinking Misery?
Yes.
I'm Kathy
yes,
Bates.
Yes, Kathy Bates. Oh, James Caan. And you know, it's such a weird thing because somebody mentioned Hobbled. Now I can't get it out of my brain.
I think I did.
She threw me down Vallejo, and that was pretty much it. Okay. So I wanted to chat with you because we... the three of us collectively were the ones, and we're not taking total credit for it.
Sure,
but,
why not go for
okay,
it?
Okay, let's
remember
go for
you
it.
Distort what you decide?
That's correct.
Exactly.
Yes, you're not allowed to do that because you're a news guy, but I do get to distort
and disrupt. Yes. And then you can decide. No, but we talked about desalination weeks ago, even before Governor Brown put out the big restrictions on water. And now, and everybody kept saying, oh, no, Drex, that's not going to happen. That's for Middle Eastern rich countries, wealthy with too much money. You know, they don't know what to do with. So they desalinate water, ocean water, and they use it for drinking water because
they
can.
Not for us California bumpkins.
Yeah, it's not for us. It's not for us. Now there's chit chat. All of a sudden I hear in the news today, let's scratch our heads. How about desalination?
Well, yeah, they're talking about some sort of desalination facility, possibly out in the Bayview, where Candlestick Park used to be located, and it would be a regional facility, which would make more sense. But, you know, when we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, you said, John, why not desalination? I said, it's too expensive. Well, that's true, and courtesy our pal Chip Franklin, he interviewed a guy by the name of Chris Thornburg. The guy is a water economist, and he did a much more thorough job of explaining the drawbacks of desalination. Listen.
Desalination is a disaster. I mean, you're talking about a process that costs $1,500 an acre foot.
Now, an acre foot is enough water to last two families for an entire year, but there's more.
You and I, we pay roughly $1,000 an acre foot retail. That's what your average California household's paying for.
Wow.
By the way, to put that in perspective, you and I are paying $1,000. Your typical farmer's paying about $15.
Are you grasping that?
Wow.
Farmers pay $15 for the same water that costs everyone else $1,000. And listen to this. While Governor Jerry Brown can issue a 25% mandatory cutback in water use, he really doesn't have the power to change where the water goes or who pays how much. The federal government is in charge, and dozens of other agencies that have the power to file lawsuits that the governor should get so bold and try and do those sorts of things. And it's all rooted in something called riparian water rights. They're over 100 years old.
Oh, sure.
And
yes,
they are, you know, they might as well be etched in stone because, you know, there are probably dozens and dozens of agencies that would have some stake in this and file lawsuits to try and stop it. Now, I know that I was later told that Mark Twain did not use this phrase, but it works. Whiskey is for drinking. Water is for fighting over.
For sure. Yes. I mean, more than oil. I would say at some point that's what it's going to come to. And, you know, you and I were talking about something, and I think we nailed it. There is brackish water, which is the combination of ocean water and, you know, regular drinking water.
Yeah. Now, yes. I was told that it's pulling ocean water and turning it into fresh water is a lot of work. It is less work to work with brackish water. What
yeah.
you've got is that, yeah, that combination of saltwater, fresh water that you might have out in the Delta.
Right.
There might be underground water in aquifers that needs to be cleaned up and might benefit from the same process. So, and again, if it's a regional facility, it's got possibilities, but again, here in the Bay Area, another great idea is going to end up costing you a lot.
Okay. All right. Well, at least they're chit-chatting about it. I mean, if it gets worse, we're going to have to do something. Desperate measures for desperate times.
Indeed. You know, there are a lot of questions about, are we going to allow people to water lawns? You know, that's still out there. People can and do water lawns. There's also been talk about, you know, golf courses. I mean, there was a golf course this past summer in the Central Valley that shut down because it couldn't water the golf course.
Well, all you have to do is look at the big picture from the drone or the helicopter shot of Palm Springs. I mean,
but that's a desert town.
I understand.
it always looked like that.
Yeah, I get that, but it's very lush and green in Palm Springs.
No, you're right.
But if you take an aerial shot, it's just like, well, wow, look at that big green watch in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, I agree with you on the water cop thing. Boy, talk about turning neighbor against neighbor. Wait till that fun starts.
It's a little lame though, because the golf courses have just got to go. I'm sorry. You can golf in sand.
You better be careful.
It will be all one sand
Look,
trap.
I'm going to tell you why God created golf. That's to get away from the wife. So
leave that alone.
Yuck.
All
you
right,
know what, Heather, pay
comedian.
No attention to those men standing outside the radio station holding golf clubs.
Exactly.
Look, I know
it
I tried to golf.
Bowling.
Everybody golfs, but that's got to be the first thing to go.
Well,
we've got strawberries
will.
To raise.
Yeah, and almonds, which use a significant amount of water. What about that?
You know, there was some discussion that maybe the way to handle you know, to handle this water problem is to ask the farmers to use less and also, you know, take stock of the crops that they're growing. Apparently, there is a lot of alfalfa being grown in the Imperial Valley that isn't being used here in the United States. We're shipping it across the globe to China, where the Chinese are using that alfalfa to feed their pigs.
Yikes.
So why not pull some crops out of the ground?
I gotcha.
But with the rest of that, I mean, it's food and we're feeding the nation. We can't just stop doing that, not to mention that it's someone's livelihood. And well, I know someone owns the golf course, blah, 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 but we got to draw a line.
Well, you know, you've got to understand, too, that there's a lot of rhetoric that's kicked around during times like these. I mean, you know, there's been a lot of talk about, oh, we're not going to be able to grow a lot of, you know, as much food. Well, you know, agriculture is a supply and demand business. It is the market price that determines how much you pay for produce, lettuce, and whatever. And if there's less lettuce and carrots and whatever, you pay more. It's a supply and demand thing. And you know, there was some discussion that, oh, there are, you know, multiple agriculture jobs that are being lost. Well, there are some jobs that are being lost, but you've also got to consider that ag employment has gone up by 20% over the past 5 years. So there's always a flip side to this kind of story. I covered government for a long time, and whatever the headline is, there's always a backstory that kind of lends some balance hysteria.
All the fun.
Sure. But I mean, we supply in the 70 and 90 percentile, I think, of the nation's lettuce and broccoli and strawberries and whatnot. And so right away, what I draw from that is Iowa and New York should be concerned about what's happening here.
Oh, sure. Oh, absolutely. The whole nation is affected. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
Now, the one thing that we should also stop doing is we don't need to feed and these animals water. Everybody needs to become a vegan. Okay,
you know
I'm
what,
kidding.
You know what, okay. Heather, you should be honest.
Right.
You really want those strawberries so you can eat them while you drink your wine out on your back patio.
I need my chocolate-dipped strawberries.
I think I need it about now. All right,
anyway,
thank you very much, John Lobertini.
You bet.
Okay, coming up, yes, as promised, love, life, and sex with international Drexpert sexpert Matthew Hussey. And then how about this 12-year-old Sam Holtz on what he'd do with the $20,000 for having the best March Madness bracket. 12 years old, won.
That brat. How much money did he win?
20 grand. 11 and a half million people.
How old did you say he is?
12.
Is he old enough to date?
Well, is he old enough for something? I'll tell you next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105 now. If you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less, remove penalties and fees, stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
If you're hearing this, chances are you know someone battling addiction. If so, there's a new hope with a breakthrough medical procedure at My Life Recovery that eliminates prescription, opiate, and alcohol cravings immediately. Just listen.
My name is Jeff Conway. I'm 55 years old. I live in Boston. I've been drinking for approximately 40 years. The procedure is about a half hour, virtually painless. Woke up the next morning, and I'll tell you, virtually no desire for alcohol. I had lunch at a place with no desire to walk over to the bar and order a beer. And it's been 8.5 months now. No alcohol, no desire for alcohol, feeling good, lost 35 pounds. Work is coming back. Relationships with my family, my kids in particular, 100% improved. It is the best single thing that I've ever done in my entire life.
End your prescription opiate or alcohol nightmare. Thousands have been treated with this life-changing procedure. For more information, call 800-653-1238. That's 800-653-1238. Or visit MyLifeRecoveryCenters.com. My Life Recovery is a physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
I walk my dog every day, and I've got the best-looking dog in the neighborhood named Stanley. He's a collie mix. We meet the same people every day. And they'll tell me, oh, he's so soft, and he's so silky. And these dogs that have the brittle hair, it's coarse. It doesn't lay nice. It's not shiny. It's
dull. I tell them about Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Sundance's coat was shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
We get asked all the time at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
It didn't take very long. They've got their nice, expensive jogging suit on, and their dog has their smooth, beautiful, soft, shiny coat. So now their dog looks just as good as they do.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Time for the late night, late show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show. We talk it out every weeknight from 7 till 10. So about 11.5 million people filled out NCAA March Madness brackets on ESPN this year. And the person who did the best out of all of them was a 12-year-old named Sam Holtz. Sam Holtz of Lake Zurich, Illinois, outside of Chicago. He had an amazing run. He only made 8 incorrect picks out of 63 games, and they were in the early rounds. So he got all Final Four teams right and picked Duke to win the championship. And one other person did equally well. So according to the U.S. rules and regulations for ESPN and the score predictions, they had a grand finale. The winner gets $20,000 Best Buy gift card and a trip to a basketball tournament in Hawaii in November. Except there's a chance it might not happen. Here's the story. Stand by.
Well, I'm not guaranteed the 20 grand, but if I did get it, I'd probably get an Xbox because I really want one. Because I think, I'm pretty sure they take like the top 1% and they do a raffle with it. Win or lose, it still was a good experience for me. So I think I should be able to get it, but my dad would get it. So I think that my dad's going to be able to get it, but I'm not sure yet. And I still am in the top bracket, which is all that matters to me. I kind of just looked at the teams and I just picked teams that I like. To me, it was pretty much a little bit of luck, but I think there was just a little bit of skill in there too, but I think it was mostly luck. Don't even watch the season at all.
Okay, so here's the sticky wicket. There's a chance you won't, or him or nor his dad will get any of it because you had to be at least 18 to enter, and Sam used his dad's account.
Oh, yikes. Well, yeah, if it's the dad's account, he should get it.
Yeah, but he filled it out and he admitted it. So we'll see how
right.
ESPN
handles it. Well, call me,
it.
Little dude, if you get that Xbox. I'll be right over. We can play that
it's a lot
Xbox
of Xboxing.
Game. I don't
yes,
know.
It's a big shopping games. Trip over to, yes, on your 90-inch super screen.
Did he say Sexbox?
You said Sexbox. Speaking of Sexbox, why don't you introduce our next guest?
It's Matthew Hussey. For short, we're calling him a love guru, but he's a British TV personality, human dynamics coach, and New York Times best-selling author of Get the Guy. And then it has a long subtitle. He's just call it Get the Guy.
He's an international lover.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Good evening, Matthew, or good morning, whatever the case may be.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Are you in the UK right now?
No, I actually live in the United States with you fine people in the last 3 years. So it's been lovely. I'm not in the UK. Oh. I've escaped the rain.
Ah, fantastic. Well, good to have you here.
You did if you're here. We wish we could have some. Yes, we wish we could have a lot of London's rain, that's for sure. So you do dating coaching of heterosexuals and same-sex couples and all of that, yes?
Yeah, I'm not so much of an expert on same-sex couples, but actually we've, in the last couple of years, gained a massive following there too. So it seems that some of the advice we give is universal.
Now, you were a matchmaker on NBC's Ready for Love and New York Times bestseller Get the Guy, Learn Secrets of the Male Mind to Find the Man That You Want to Love and Deserve, and that you deserve. So, I mean, obviously you know what you're talking about. I was looking at, and you're huge on the internet with all your dating advice.
Yes, it's actually grown to a crazy level over the last few years. I mean, we have, I think, 26 million views on our YouTube videos, and it really has grown to be a bit of a movement. I think women are tired of getting cliched aphoristic advice that doesn't mean anything. I think they're sick of, you know, on the very show you talked about, Ready for Love, I had to sit there whilst, you know, my other matchmakers would give advice like, just open your heart. And I remember when they said open your heart, I thought, what are you talking about? I don't know what that means, and neither does she. This doesn't give her anything to do today. She doesn't know what to do practically today because you've said open your heart. It's the same as be yourself. Be yourself is terrible advice for someone. It's not that being yourself is a bad thing to do, but it's just redundant advice. For most of us, our issue isn't being ourselves. Our issue is gaining more competence in this very confusing and complex area that is our love life. And people need to, you know, people actually appreciate going somewhere where they can not be bound to their excuses and they can actually get some practical advice. I mean, I actually have a video on YouTube called You're Not Shy, You're Boring.
I love it, telling it like it is.
Yeah, well, explain that one for us.
Well, I mean, you know, listen, this is coming from someone who always identified with being shy. So, you know, when I say this, I've come out the other end myself. I used to use shy as some sort of righteous label. And I know that a lot of people do. They say, well, I don't talk to people when I go out because I'm shy. I say, no, firstly, you're boring. You don't get to own this label, shy. And secondly, you're selfish because there's plenty of other people in this room who also are feeling vulnerable, who also want to be liked. And whilst you're in this self-indulgent state of it's all about me and how scared I am, you're also not giving to other people. And if you say to most shy people, you're being selfish right now, they'll be horrified because many of them see themselves as generous, kind people. But that's actually where the success lies, because if you can get that person to say, you know what, this is selfish behavior, regardless of whether I'm scared or not, I want to be a giver. I want to go out there and give great energy to people. Then you can actually get them to change. Instead of having them identify with this shy label, which is a crutch that too many people rely on.
Well, do you think that might be a little bit of narcissism?
In what sense?
Well, I mean, by the shy person thinking that, you know, you need to come to me and, you know, I'm an introvert because I get to be one.
Well, I certainly think there is an element of that. I think, you know, we all act a little bit too entitled. You know, no one, it's no one's job to find out how interesting you are. You know, I get really frustrated when people say, well, you know, if you actually get to know me, I'm a really good person. Well, I'm afraid I don't want to know you then. If it takes me that long, I'll move on to someone else who actually is more interesting from the start. No one wants to spend their life peeling back your layers. You know, they want to see how interesting you are. And the only way for them to see that is for you to actually portray it. And we mustn't be too proud to go and portray it and to tell someone we like them and to tell someone that we find them attractive and to do it knowing that we can do it without being burn or without making it life and death, which is what we tend to do, us shy people or us vulnerable people. When we think about approaching someone who we're attracted to, we think of it as life and death, and we mustn't. We must start to see this as more of a game to be played and, of course, to make other people feel great.
All right, Matthew. Yeah. Matthew Hussey is a love guru, British television personality. We're going to take a break and we'll be back. And if you'd, we're going to put him on hold here. I hope we didn't hang up on him. If you have a question for him, 808-0810, we'll talk about how to tell if a guy likes you. One thing that you should never do on a date. And
he has nine, if I got this right, hot and spicy texts that you can send a guy that will guarantee he'll fall for you.
Love it.
Just for our audience. So stick with us on the other side.
More of that coming up on the Drex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show wrap up on KGOA 10.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. And you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It is 8:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour, a verdict in the Boston Marathon bombing case.
I think everyone wants the full justice to come down, and it's just the anticipation. They're waiting for that process.
As expected, suspect Johar Tsarnaev was found guilty on terrorism charges today. But now the focus shifts to perhaps the biggest question in this trial. Will jurors give him the death penalty? Here's correspondent Steve Kastenbaum.
Johar Tsarnaev showed no reaction, no remorse, as the court clerk said that the jury unanimously agreed that he was guilty on all counts, including conspiracy, using a weapon of mass destruction, and killing four people. Karen Brassard spoke on behalf of some of the survivors.
I'm grateful to show everyone, the world, that it's not tolerated. This is not how we behave.
The death penalty phase may start early next week.
Meanwhile, jury deliberations continue not far from Boston in the murder case involving ex-New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez. Word tonight, the PUC is poised to finally issue a fine in that deadly San Bruno explosion almost 5 years ago. At Thursday's meeting in San Francisco, four commissioners, we're told, will consider two penalties for PG&E, and both are staggering. One fine is set at $1.4 billion, the other at $1.6 billion. Eight people were killed, 66 injured, 38 homes destroyed when a high-pressure PG&E natural gas line ruptured on September 9th of 2010. Well, it was a bus ticket out of town that led investigators to a suspected child molester and violent escapee. It was 1 month ago that John L. Carter overpowered a Santa Clara County Sheriff's deputy during a hospital visit, and until Monday, he'd avoided capture.
For weeks, he eluded police and then the announcement by U.S. Marshal Don O'Keefe.
On April 7th, 2015, the information was obtained that Janelle Carter was residing in a duplex, Gulfport, Mississippi.
Law enforcement made their move and arrested the fugitive.
Joseph Carter III, his wife, Nakisha Carter, were from the Mississippi area. And as soon as we determined that he had boarded a bus in Reno, Nevada to the Mississippi area, we immediately started focusing on the family out there.
That is KGO 810's Jeannie Lynch. Well, here's a piece of technology for the person on the go. Samsung is developing a phone that would let you have two lines in one smartphone. Here's KGO 810's Clark Reed.
Pictures have showed up online of a prototype dual SIM card Samsung Galaxy S6. Dubbed the Duo, CNET.com reports it would allow for two phone numbers, business and personal, or for people who travel overseas frequently. No word on its possible release. TheNextWeb.com says an app called Taplet is out for iOS. It extracts still pictures from your videos. You can even upload GoPro or Snapchat footage to your phone and pick out HD images. It's free at the App Store.
In sports, the Giants lead the Diamondbacks in the 6-3-1. Oakland up 6-0 on the Rangers in the fifth. And the Dow was up 27 points today. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
The California State solar rebate is gone. Soon, the federal tax incentive will disappear too. Wait much longer, and you'll wind up paying 30% more for your new solar system. Have you given up because you think you can't afford solar? At Sempra Solaris, we don't give up that easy. Call before the end of the month and get your system with no payments till June of 2016. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of California's rebate. New customers actually get an instant rebate check. Why Sempra? Sempra Solaris, we hand you cash. We only use U.S. manufacturers, and our panels come with a 25-year warranty, including labor. We're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran-owned. We complete our mission with esprit de corps and honor. You get a solar system for no money out of pocket. Get a California equivalent instant rebate check, and call before the end of the month and pay nothing until June of 2016. Call Sempra Solaris now. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849. 800-708-4849.
Dad, how safe is your home? One out of three older California homes needs new smoke alarms. Be a weekend warrior by replacing your outdated alarms with a Kidde worry-free line. Each contains a sealed-in battery proven to last a decade. No more low battery chirps or battery replacement saves you time and money. Up to $40 in battery costs over the life of each alarm. Plus, worry-free alarms comply with California's new smoke alarm requirements. Don't wait. Buy Kidde worry-free alarms today at the Home Depot.
Now at the Home Depot, get 15% off special ordered Geldwin vinyl and aluminum windows and patio doors. So let's stop putting it off. With savings like this from a trusted name like that, it's time to toss the excuses out the window or the patio door. Let's do this. 15% off special ordered Geldwin vinyl and aluminum windows and patio doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through April 15th, U.S. only.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again for traffic on the fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. In San Jose, southbound 17 after 280, there was a brush fire there on the right shoulder, but it is under control now, and all lanes have been reopened. You do have some delays right now, mostly on the north and southbound 280 ramps to southbound 17. Milpitas, northbound 880, you've got traffic stop and go right now from Dixon Landing back almost to 237, but no construction or accidents reported there. San Bruno, southbound 101, before SFO, there's a car fire on the right shoulder they're trying to get put out, but it's honestly not causing any real serious problems as far as jam-ups go. Construction on the San Mateo Bridge right now, 92 westbound, is creating some minor delays from about midspan almost to Foster City Boulevard. And keep in mind, tonight, construction on the Bay Bridge lower deck is going to crank up at 10 o'clock, and they'll be there till about 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. Bundle up, says KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Look at the temperatures. They're going to be dropping down to the upper 30s in the wind-sheltered valleys. As the afternoon goes on, temperatures will come up. It's going to be a nice, mild, sunny spring day. Upper 50s to the low 70s. We're going to keep it about the same on Friday. And then Saturday, we bump you up a few degrees. Low 60s to the mid 70s.
That drops a few degrees on Sunday before becoming noticeably cooler on Monday. Chance of rain by Monday night. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got 54 degrees in Oakland, 53 in Walnut Creek, 52 in Napa, 56 in San Jose, 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John. It is the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. On the way, we will continue. Well, we're going to get to the Late Night Late Show wrap-up stuff, but right now we are continuing with love guru Matthew Hussey. And Matthew, do you have a website where people can find you?
I do. There's actually a free guide that I wanted to give your listeners. It's a guide about texting where I give the 9 copy and paste text messages that get any man attracted to you, and people can go to 9texts.com to find that, and they can use either the number 9 or the word.
Okay, well, let's talk about texting and dating and relationships and marriage and life and things you should and shouldn't do with the text.
Of course.
Yes.
Well, texting is one of those areas where a lot of people have shied away from it these days. A lot of people have obviously engaged, but there is still a lot of people saying, I'm old-fashioned, I don't like this whole new epoch where I'm now texting. What I say to that is, if you're not texting at all, you become the strange one, because everybody is texting. And actually, texting is a useful medium. If we had just had a date and I left you and decided I wanted to tell you that I had a great time tonight, 5 minutes later on my way home, I wouldn't do that through a phone call. It would be very strange to call someone up 5 minutes later and say, I had a great time. Okay, bye. A text works much more elegantly as a way to communicate something for which there needs to be no response. So for me, texting is great if you begin to eliminate 90% of your question marks. This is actually one of the key pieces of advice I give for texts, is eliminate the question marks. If I gave you, let's say, 2 texts right now, I said, I wanted to see a movie with you this weekend. The first text I send is, do you want to go and see a movie this weekend? The alternative text I send is, let's go see a movie this weekend. The second one, I do seminars across the United States. We have 1,000 women in our seminars. When I do the vote, every single time, almost the entire room puts their hand up to say that the second text is more powerful and more sexy than the first. Because when I ask, when I say to you, do you want to go and see a movie this weekend? I'm essentially putting two questions in your head. Can you and do you want to?
That's correct.
But when I say, when I say, let's go see a movie this weekend, the only question you have to ask yourself is, can I? Because I've already assumed that you want to. And whether or not, that's not necessarily going to make someone who's not at all attracted to you, but it will make someone who's on the edge see a certainty in you that is very, very compelling.
Yes.
And that kind of certainty can actually win someone over who otherwise wouldn't have wanted to see you.
That's very
you
clever.
You are absolutely
yeah,
right.
Yeah, because, you know, it, it also makes it tougher for me to reject the text. Because it's almost like we're assuming that we are.
Well, you could yeah. still, but yeah, it is, yeah. he's right.
Yeah,
it's
no, it makes it
way
yeah.
more appealing.
It's got a bigger hook to it.
And to that point, like, I think we talked about this before, Drex, that I just can't stand people who are like, oh, do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And it's like, make
no.
a plan
yeah.
and then include me. Pick a restaurant, make a reservation, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, but I'm an old lady.
Without a doubt, one of the least sexy things and one of the biggest mistakes that people make on dates themselves is being indecisive. Nothing could be, I mean, look, firstly, there's the indecision from a man. No woman hates anything more than when she shows up to a date and he says, well, what do you want to do?
Yes.
Well, it's a big day. It's a big day in the Silicon Valley. For instance, the Apple Watch is on its way out, and people are talking about it today. No, Heather's looking at me. I want to talk to you about.
I want to talk
to you about smart devices and dating, just as we're discussing texting. When you go out on a date, you don't sure as hell don't sit there and you know, look at your. I mean, it's the art of conversation nowadays between two individuals can be somewhat odd. And distracting because of smart devices.
Well, I think it's more than that. You can actually be odd these days and get a date because there are plenty of people who can write well, who when it comes to being in person, have none of the charm that their writing contains, none of the wit that they can exude when they have an hour to think of a response. They can't convey that in person, and that really does mean that for many people who otherwise wouldn't be getting dates actually can get dates now, but that doesn't change the fact that they still haven't mastered the art of charisma, the art of influence, the ability to be likable, the ability to come across as fun and casual and normal on a date. This is something that is increasingly lost, and this is why people pull their hair out every day when they're on online dates, and they go and meet these people, and it's a car crash. And it can be
that's
very,
right.
very demoralizing for people.
Because
sure
you just nailed it, because, you know, everybody's thinking about their half for 30 minutes, they're going back and rewriting. Oh, did I get this right? Does the context sound correct? Let me ask
yes,
you about...
So we've become terrible overanalyzers.
Yes, leads to analysis. Analysis to paralysis. Let's talk about one of the things that I like that you discuss on your website and talk about is confident female mindsets that drive guys wild.
Yeah, I mean, there are plenty. For me, one of the greatest things that shows confidence, and this is subtle, but it's the ability to reveal different sides of yourself. This is something that most people are very, very poor at when they go on a date. If you were to say to me, what is the number one reason that people don't get the call after the date? I would say it's because they came across as too one-dimensional. In other words, we've all become addicted in a very insecure way to whatever it is we do really well. So for many of us, we grew up as the intellectuals. Right, we were the academics, the overachievers in school, the overachievers at work, the people who got their validation from being smart, from being accomplished. Those people on a date will excel in showing a guy just how intelligent they are and just how much they've achieved. But that alone is very boring. Then you have the person who's grown up making everyone laugh. You know, you might have the girl at school who realizes that it's actually quite easy to be in with the guys and be told all of their secrets and be invited to the movies with them if you can just make them laugh and be one of them. So now you have a woman who gets an incredible amount of validation from being close to the guys, from making them laugh, but never gets seen as the person who's sexy or the person he wants to take home, because she's very one-dimensional in that respect. We have become addicted to whatever it is we do well. And the key to getting long-term attraction, the key to being seen as really confident, is to have the flexibility and the versatility to bring out different sides of your personalities. I call these unique pairings. So, for example, if I said to a woman, and women know this, if I said to a woman, you're going to meet a guy tonight, and when he meets you, he's going to be a little cocky, but on the right side of it. He's not going to be arrogant. He's going to be a little cocky. He's going to tease you. He's going to have a good time with you, and he's got this kind of boyish charm about him. That would be great as an initial turn-on. But any woman will say that that extended too far, that going on for too long without anything else, is boring, and it's easy to find cocky guys. That's not a problem.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But if at the end of the evening, this cocky, teasing guy came back from the restroom and walked up to her and said, listen, it's getting a little late. It's dark outside. I've called you a cab because I don't want you to walk outside now. And he walks her outside, puts her in the car, gives her a little kiss, and says, you know what, all jokes aside, I've had the most terrific night with you. I'll call you this week. He closes the door. That woman is driving away going, uh-oh, I like this guy. Because all of a sudden, he has shown what very few guys show, and that's the ability to both be edgy and cocky and at the same time be a caring gentleman. Those two things together form a unique pairing. And unique pairings are what make somebody rare and valuable in attraction.
Simply irresistible. Yes.
Irresistible. Addictive.
Yes.
If you take either one of those qualities on their own, they're actually quite plain. You'll realize they're quite flat. Anyone can be cocky. Anyone can be a gentleman. By the way, there are plenty of gentlemen out there complaining that they can't get a woman. You know why? Because women eat them alive when they're just a gentleman. Right? But
Heather here as my co-host. Yes, you're talking to one of them.
The reality of what women want, I find women don't necessarily articulate it this way, but when they hear it, they know it. Women don't want a nice guy. And they don't want the traditional bad boy who's going to disrespect them and make them feel awful in between bursts of passion. Women want a good man with an edge. And when women find a good man with an edge, that guy becomes a real addiction. Not some fad, not some novelty. That becomes the guy that they get addicted to. So when we understand that, we say, so being a good man but having an edge as well, that's a unique pairing. If I want to be truly attractive, I need to have these unique pairings that make me rare. And that's the same for men and women alike. We have learned to become addicted to one personality trait that we do very well. And if we really want to be attractive, we need to find a counterbalance to that trait that is a synergistic with it and compounds our attractiveness.
Matthew Hussey, thank you very much. Hang on one second. When we come back, we're going to talk about, we'll flip the coin here and talk about guys who, you know, things guys never get tired of hearing from ladies.
Ooh,
I think that'll be fun, yes.
Could I use that?
Matthew Hussey, love guru, my guest on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
If you have trouble getting a good night's sleep, you're not alone. In fact, most adults do for one reason or another. Hi, it's Nikki Medora.
And I'm Brett Burkhart. It doesn't matter if you have the best bed around, if you don't have the best pillow to go with it.
With a crazy work schedule and constant neck pain, a good night's sleep seemed impossible, but not anymore, thanks to MyPillow.
MyPillow doesn't get hot, it molds to your head and doesn't go flat.
But don't just take our word for it. MyPillow was just selected as the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation, the leading authority on sleep health.
That says a lot. Plus, MyPillow is made in the USA. It's machine washable and dryable and comes with a 10-year warranty.
And to celebrate MyPillow's 10th anniversary, it's offering its biggest discount ever.
Buy any MyPillow at the regular price, and you'll receive a second MyPillow absolutely free. Just click the 2-for-1 button at MyPillow.com.
And use discount code KGO at checkout to receive an unprecedented 50% off everything on MyPillow.com.
Do what we did, along with 5 million other people, and make MyPillow your pillow. Call 800-299-6893 or go to MyPillow.com.
And don't forget to enter KGO at checkout.
Tired of diets you've tried that have failed? Ready for long-term results? Jumpstart is a physician-designed, medically supervised weight loss program that uses real fresh foods, no prepackaged food. Jumpstart MD has an individual approach and is customized to your needs. You'll have tools and guidelines that make it simple and give you control. Supportive, empathetic health coaches that help you get sustainable results. Call Jumpstart MD to improve your lifestyle, your weight, and your health for good. Call 1-855-JUMPSTART today or go to jumpstartmd.com.
Hey, I'm here talking about Dr. Scott Hiver's second annual private party at Levi's Stadium. Now, if you complete all laser LASIK with Dr. Hiver by April 30th, you'll get 4 VIP passes for this exclusive event. That's right. Now you and your 3 guests can party with 49ers mascot Sourdough Sam. You'll get to see yourself on the stadium's giant video scoreboard, then enjoy a buffet lunch before taking your private tour of Levi's Stadium itself. This is a great experience to share with your kids, your parents, or your friends. So before these VIP party passes are all gone, call now to get your free all-laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver in Daly City, Santa Clara, or San Ramon. Just call 800-454-2747. That's 800-454-2747, or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V, as in vision, E-R.com. This 49ers offer is not good on prior purchases and other restrictions apply. Scott Hiver Vision Care, Inc., a professional medical corporation.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Now at the Home Depot, get 15% off special order Geldwin vinyl and aluminum windows and patio doors. So let's stop putting it off. With savings like this from a trusted name like that, it's time to toss the excuses out the window or the patio door. Let's do this. 15% off special order Geldwin vinyl and aluminum windows and patio doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through April 15th, U.S. only.
Love, life, and sex in the Bay and around the world with our love guru. Yes, it is Matthew Hussey. And
go to 9texts.com to get his free advice on 9 texts to send a guy to totally turn him on.
And he was a matchmaker on NBC's Ready for Love and a New York Times bestseller, Get the Guy, Learn Secrets of the Male Mind to Find the Man You Want and Love You Deserve. Okay, so let's flip the coin here for a second, Matthew. What about compliments guys never get tired of hearing from the ladies?
Well, there are a couple of fairly obvious ones here. I always remember a compliment I received from a woman that I never forgot. And she said, I feel so safe around you. There's something about you that makes me feel safe no matter where we are. Wow. And this is perhaps one of the most beautiful things that a man can hear. A man has two mechanisms biologically, provide and protect. When it comes to women. And he's always looking to fulfill those in one way or another. I mean, when a guy wants to pay the bill at the restaurant, he's looking to provide in some way. When he gets defensive or jealous, he's looking to protect. There is this constant masculinity that's built around provide and protect. And when you get told as a man that you make someone feel safe, it's the ultimate compliment in showing that you're a provider and a protector. The second compliment that is rather more lighthearted, but still works incessantly, is simply saying to a guy, whenever he does something that you think fits this description, you say, you're such a guy. You're such a guy. Right. Now, he could be eating like a pig. When you say, you're such a guy, there's something about it that he likes, because, of course, us guys, we want to be validated by women as being men. So you say, you're such a guy. He'll want to be around you more because he'll see you as someone who sees him as a man. And then the last one is slightly more complex, but it relates to something that we were talking about earlier. Now, we were just discussing this idea that if you have two differing qualities that complement each other, that's a unique pairing, and people become very attracted to unique pairings because they're what make us rare. Well, an incredible compliment to pay a guy is when you recognize two qualities within him in your compliment. So, for example, it's a rather silly example, but most of life is quite silly when you really break it down. A girlfriend of mine once said to me, she called me, and at the time she called me, I was in a park, and there were all these baby ducks in a row just running through the park. And I said, you won't believe what I'm seeing. I said, I'm seeing all these baby ducks, and it's the cutest thing I've ever seen. It's breaking my heart. And she immediately stopped, and she said, I love that you're such a guy's guy, and at the same time, you can be so sweet about something. You're not afraid to just be sweet about something. I love that about you. And for me, what it represented was her recognizing two things in me simultaneously that I hadn't ever heard someone say that to me before. I mean, if you really want to make a compliment unique, recognize two qualities in someone at the same time that often seem to be contradictory, but of course make them very, very special. We all want to be seen in a way that makes us feel like the person we want to be.
And good golly. Matthew, I'm just thinking that every guy in our listenership wrote down baby ducks. Tell her about the baby ducks.
No, this is, you know what? This is fantastic, Matthew. During the break, tell Matthew the text that you got.
Oh, it said, hey, let's go to the movies this weekend.
Yes.
You are working like a charm already.
It's fantastic.
Can I ask you something about that you touched on a second ago? Drex and I have gone around about this, and it's whether or not when a guy goes to pay for a date, I don't know, I just always feel, it's not like I'm wealthy or anything like that, but if it's a first date and you met on the internet, it just seems fair to kind of go Dutch. But am I offending anyone in any way, or do you have any rules about that?
Well, I have a principle on this. I mean, look, my philosophy is this. If a guy takes you on a date and if he asks you on a date and he doesn't offer to pay, shame on him. If when the bill comes, you don't reach for your purse, shame on you.
That's good.
To me, sums all of it up, because I'm very much in the old-fashioned camp of a guy should pay. I think that's the gentlemanly thing to do.
That's what I
think. A man should do that. But I also think that it's very unbecoming when a woman, on the basis of being old-fashioned, says, I'm not even going to reach for my purse to offer to pay. And there's something really even more subtle here. When you don't even offer, you're stripping him of the pleasure of paying.
Oh, you're right.
Because there's nothing more fun as a guy who knows he's going to pay the bill when she reaches for her purse to say, no, I've got this.
That's right.
It's exactly.
A lovely, lovely moment. And when the assumption is that you will pay and I'm not even going to reach for it, it loses all of its magic, and he immediately makes the distinction. This is someone who, this is the most polite she will ever be, and she's not even offering now. So I'm essentially now living for two if I date this woman, because she's not even offering on the first date. So, again, as a woman, your right is when you, if you offer to pay and he says, absolutely, go for it. Let's go halves. Then you get to make a decision as a woman whether you want to continue to date that guy. But you'll scare off even great guys if you don't even offer, and that's the trade-off.
Matthew Hussey, you've been fantastic. Thank you very much once again. The website is?
9texts.com.
And I thank you, and I hope that we can... Thank
you for having me, and thank you for very kindly talking about my book. I appreciate it.
Oh, for sure, and we'd love to have you back again.
I would love to be back. Thank you.
I'm going to text you on your way home to say that I had a great time tonight.
And she will. Yes, and she will. All right, thank you, and have a good rest of the week. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. All right, the Late Night Late Show wrap-up continues. The Apple Watch reviews are in. They are mixed. And plus, we're going to talk about specific ways money can buy happiness and a whole lot more on the way on the Drex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGOA 10.
Attention. This is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, call 1-800-427-1498 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-427-1498 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-427-1498. That's 800-427-1498 for your free tax lien kit. It now. Individual results may vary.
9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. The wait is over.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.